Welcome to the media ministry of Crossroads Church Aspen. We hope you enjoy today's message. To learn more about Crossroads, visit our website at ccaspen.com.
Perfect. So if you guys didn't notice, it is family service today. And I know what you guys think. You're like, oh no, it's family service, which means there's going to be kids, it's going to be loud. We're going to have a watered-down message because we have to tailor to the kids. I don't believe that. I think that too often we think, man, I love, like, as a parent, I think too often we think, I love my kids, I love Jesus. I hope my kids are going to love Jesus too. But that just leaves room for them not to love Jesus. I think what we should do is, man, I love Jesus. I pray and hope that my kids are going to do something even greater than I can ever imagine in his name, right? And setting them up. So today we're honoring kids. We're going to actually get to learn from the kids. Matthew 18:3 says, and this is coming from Jesus' mouth. Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So you're welcome for bringing you children to model humility, to model faith, to model everything for you. And also, because there's kids up here, we bring fruit snacks to you guys. So those are free for anyone, especially kids, to come up at any time. I am a children's pastor. I'm used to distractions, so if they come flocking up, that's okay. And kids, if you want to grab one for the adult next to you that's too embarrassed to grab a fruit snack, that's okay too. So go ahead and feel free to eat the fruit snacks while I'm talking. And we're going to get going. But while they're doing that, I'm going to talk my shameless plug so they can actually have time to do this. My shameless plug for y'all, VBS. You're like, what is VBS? It's only like the most exciting week ever. And I actually get the joy and the privilege. See, that's great. See the young adults over there? They still want to be kids. Well done. Good job. Yeah, so VBS, actually a lot of those young adults are helping us with VBS. We are doing a VBS this week. And what we do is we open our doors and want to teach kids about the gospel. So this week, or this year, we're doing Shipwrecked, Rescued by Jesus. And I want to say I am so humbled to be a part of this because it's so fundamental in a child's faith. Actually, we have around 80 kids signed up at this point, which is awesome, and at least 14 or 15 families that are non-Crossroads Church families, which means we're reaching outside those doors, and the kids that you guys are raising are talking to their friends saying, hey, come hear about this Jesus guy. He's pretty awesome, right? And so that's just an incredible, incredible blessing to have here. My shameless plug, here it comes. Are you guys ready? I want you to tune in because this is probably even more than my message, even more than the Bible. Just kidding, it's not more important. But this is the point I want you to take home. After the service, we have a ton of volunteers all week long. They're going to be here. They're going to be the faces of VBS. We're going to have fun. But after service, we actually transform the entire church. And it is incredible. But we need hands to do that. So if you're willing, shameless plug, stay after church. I might even end a little early so you can all help out. It'd be great, right? But please come help us because we couldn't do this without volunteers. And we couldn't be changing lives without volunteers. So please do that. All right, so now time for the message. We're going to pray. And what I like to do with my kids downstairs, whatever my hands are doing, your hands are going to do too. Okay, so we're going to see if you guys can follow along because my kids can do it. It's great. Ready? Hey guys, ready? So whatever my hands do, your hands are going to do too. Oh, that's a little hard for you guys in the chairs. I know. Ready? Whoa, this is really awesome if you can't see. This is so fun. Ready? And clap. Let's put them in your lap and let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, thank you so much for this day, God. I thank you so much for the honor to get to speak, to share your word, God. Lord, I thank you for the kids in the room. God, what excitement they bring, what joy. Even with sugary snacks, God, we just know that we get to sit here and worship and honor you. Lord, may we just be humbled by that and learn about how much you love us, God, today. May we have open ears, open hearts to receive today that how much you love us. We pray this in Jesus' name and all God's children said, amen. All right, so the title of my message today is Plan A for Your Life. So I don't know about you. I'm not necessarily the best planner. I like to have fun. I like to fly by the seat of my pants. I like to just go all out. I mean, you saw me earlier. I'm a little bit sweaty still from dancing. I like to go all out and just have fun. And that's part of VBS. You know, we get to have fun. And all week long, I actually want to share a story of how I was forced to find plan B. So have you ever been in a situation where you had to choose plan B? Okay, let me tell you a little bit about a story that I just recently had. It actually happened yesterday. All week long, I've been preparing for VBS. Actually, been months. But all this last week, I've been here just on and off. My wife's been a huge help. But I haven't had much time with my girls. I have a 3.5-year-old and a 10-month-old over there. And they're beautiful. But I haven't had time to spend with them. And so yesterday, I was like, oh, I'm going to take the day off. I'm going to hang out with my 3.5-year-old because she needs special time, right? So I said that. I told her, I was like, hey, Em. Her name's Emery. I was like, hey, Em, how would you feel about having special daddy Emmy time? And she got so ecstatic. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't tell you. She was lit up, was so excited. And I was like, okay, great. I'm going to be the dad that gives her anything she wants. So I was like, we can do anything you want today. Anything. I know what you're thinking. You're like, but what if she wants to go to Disneyland? She's never been. She doesn't know what that means. Her exciting thing is actually, to be honest, her exciting thing is to go to Basalt. She thinks it's the funnest thing because it's past the roundabout, right? It's a whole new world down there. She hasn't learned yet that we don't go past the roundabout. It's okay. But anyways, so yesterday I was like, you can do anything you want. And she's like, Daddy, let's go to the park. Yes, free. And it's fun, and it's beautiful outside. Let's do it. So we go to the park. We play. We go down the slides. We're running, playing chase in the grass. And it's just the two of us in this huge park. And it's right by the Aspen Golf Course. And she said, Daddy, let's go watch golf. Not kidding. She said, let's go watch golf. And I said, sure, let's go watch golf. We sat on a bench, and she played on the fence and was watching golf. Daddy, what are they doing? They're playing golf. How do you play golf? I don't know. You hit the ball and it goes in the hole, right? That's how you play golf. And we sat there and she's like, oh, so you mean kind of like when we play mini golf at CP Burger? And I was like, absolutely. Oh my goodness. And she's like, Daddy, can we go play mini golf at CP Burger? Yeah, that's awesome. It's not free, but it's relatively cheap and it's fun. And so I was like, yeah, would you like Mommy and Nora to come with us? And she's like, no. I want special daddy Emmy time. And my heart just exploded, right? I'm like, yes, this is my favorite. And so we go, and we get in the car, and we're pulling up to see CP Burger. And she sees it out of the corner of her eye. She's like, Daddy, there it is. There's the mini golf by CP Burger. I'm like, yeah, honey, we just got to find a parking spot. So like 15 minutes later, you know, we finally find a parking spot, and we park. And we're walking up to CP, and my heart starts to sink. There's 3 moving trucks outside of CP, and about 5 guys wheeling away the mini golf. And at that moment, she starts to cry. I don't know about you. If, as a father, I want to give my daughter anything I can. And for me to tell her, and she's, you know, we talk about kids and their faithfulness. When I tell her something, she believes it. And I said, hey, let's go do mini golf, and it's going to be special. And she believed it. And she had expectation that we were going to go play special daddy-daughter mini golf. And they were moving it away for food and wine. Oh, I know. Boo. It broke her heart. And we, you know, we had to come up with plan B. And we had a ton of fun. We went to the park in town. Actually, Mommy and Nora came down and met us. And we had lunch. And we played in the park again. We played in the fountains. And it was a blast. But a part of me still wondered, what about plan A? How much fun would that have been to spend special daddy-daughter time? And so what I'm talking to you about today is plan A for your life. And if... you know, there's plan A. Do we have to depend on a plan B? Or is that our goal? I'm going to read a little passage from one of my favorite authors currently. And I think it just describes this situation perfectly. So if you can sit back and listen. If you know where this is from, it's pretty influential in my life right now. It goes, I know everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design. I know everybody on this island has a role on this island. So maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride. I can make us strong. I'll be satisfied if I play along. But the voice inside me sings a different song. What is wrong with me? See the light as it shines on the sea? It's blinding, but no one knows how deep it goes. and it seems like it's calling out to me. So come find me and let me know what's beyond that line. Will I cross that line? The line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me. And no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know how far I'll go. So if you don't know where that's from, we're actually going to watch a clip where it's from.
I know everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design. I know everybody on this island has a role on this island. So maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride, I can make us strong. I'll be satisfied if I play along. But the voice inside sings a different song. What is wrong with me? See the light as it shines on the sea. Keep it goes. And it seems like it's calling out to me. So come find me and let me know what's beyond that line. Will I cross that line? The line where the sky hits the sea. It calls me and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind,
so I know that's a Disney movie. I played it off like it was a big dramatic thing. And I'll be honest, sometimes I use my daughter as an excuse to watch that movie because it's so fun. But I think it perfectly describes what we're talking about today. See, for Moana, she has this, she believes is her end goal. It's this plan A. But she has something inside her that's saying, maybe that's not plan A for my life. There's something else that's calling me. And just like with the mini golf, like what if I'm missing out on something even greater? So my first point for you today, first of 2 points only, there's only 2 points, it's great. First point is, are you aiming at the right target? And so for Moana, you know, she's like, what if I can be satisfied if I just follow along with the crowd and do what I'm doing and everyone's happy. But what if I'm missing out on something? So we're talking about the target that she's aiming at, right? And I'm going to use a man camp analogy because I'm a big advocate for man camp. I actually got to go last year with Sawyer, my little buddy, and it was so much fun. And we get to do a lot of cool things. We get to shoot guns and shoot bow and arrows and whittle stuff, you know, like knife and sticks with boys. Like, how can it not be cool, right? But anyways, the reason why I bring up man camp is because what do you think would happen if we put a bow and arrow in, say, a five-year-old's hand and said, okay, hit the target, and we didn't tell him what target to shoot at? I mean, I'm picturing, like, wait, what'd you say? And, like, swinging the arrow back at me, or like, oh, wait, there's my friend. Look at this. It's so cool, right? If we don't direct them, if we don't tell them where they're shooting, I mean, maybe they'll hit a target, a bullseye, if they just shoot randomly. Like, chances are very slim of that, but it might happen. But the only real way to know what target you're shooting at, and for us at Man Camp, you know, we teach kids safety first, so don't worry. We teach them safety before we put anything dangerous in their hands. But for us, we teach them. We instruct them. We need a manual or an instructor to tell us where we're aiming. So for us, you know, the way I find the right target is to read my Bible. And a lot of us, actually, I'll speak for myself because I don't know about you. I place this emphasis on these excellent, really cool people in the Bible. I look at Moses and I'm like, man, he parted the Red Sea. That's pretty awesome. I look at David slaying giants and I'm like, oh, I want to do that. Man, if only I could have that kind of faith to step up to a giant with a little bag and five pebbles and swing it around. You know, if only I could have the faith like David does. But we're missing a piece that I think is important of our perspective and our goals. So this passage comes from James 5, verse 17. It'll be on the screen for you because it's a short one. It says, Elijah was a man just like us. And you can substitute anyone in the Bible right there. Moses was a man just like us. David was a man just like us. Paul was a man just like us. Pastor Steve Woodrow, just a man, right? And so when I stand here, you know, I can honestly say, Pastor Steve has nothing on me because he's no more different than I am. He's a man just like I am. A man who gets his strength from God, nonetheless, but a man. And so when we put our emphasis on these really cool, lofty people, are we missing the target? We're aiming for something, and even if we hit it, is that where we want to be? Right? Here's another example of missing the target. So have you guys played the game Follow the Leader? Okay, maybe the parents have. Kids probably don't because there's no app for Follow the Leader these days, I know. So they probably haven't played it. But for you guys who have played Follow the Leader before, it's pretty simple, right? The leader flaps his wings, so I flap my wings too. Yeah. But the funny thing is, we can play Follow the Leader and know what to do. When we switch it and say, follow Jesus, it looks a little different. When we say follow Jesus and Jesus is flapping his wings, I can say, oh yeah, I'm flapping my wings in my heart. Something about following Jesus, I can do it in my own heart and not be doing anything, right? Or another example, Simon says, pat your head. I pat my head, right? Pretty easy. Jesus says, on the other hand, Jesus says, pat your head. You stand there. Okay, I memorized it. We memorize what Jesus says. We don't do what Jesus says, right? It's kind of like my 3-and-a-half-year-old daughter. If I told her, hey, Em, it's time to clean your room. And she left and came back 10 minutes later and was like, Daddy, guess what? I memorized exactly what you said. Hey, Em, it's time to go clean your room. See, that wasn't that so good? Or hey, if she went to me and was like, Dad, guess what else? I also learned how to say that in Greek, which would be really cool if my 3-and-a-half-year-old knew Greek. But that doesn't really work for me. She's not really doing what I asked her to do, right? And if that doesn't work for me, if I ask her, hey, can you clean your room? And she comes back to me, I memorized what you said. I know exactly what you said to me. And I can say it in Greek. Look at me. Give me a pat on the back, right? But sometimes that's what I do with God. Sometimes I look at God and say, God, guess how many verses I memorized this week? Oh, and I learned the Greek and the Hebrew roots too. It's awesome. And he's like, no. I don't want you to just memorize, right? He says, I didn't give you my commands to memorize them. I gave you my commands to do them, to go and be like Jesus. Anyone who claims to know him must walk like Jesus walked. So when we play Simon Says or Jesus Says, are we just memorizing what he's saying, or are we actually doing it? So yeah, that's our goal, our target. It just seems like we're off. We're not focused on the one who gives us purpose, right? So that leads me to our next point. Do you trust God has the best for you? So if we're saying, okay, I'm going to read the Bible, which I do highly encourage you to read the Bible. It is great. And if you can learn the Greek, it is fantastic. And if you can memorize, absolutely. But all that is in the context of doing something, right? So I do encourage you to read the Bible, and it is an instruction guide, and it does tell me that God's plan for us is perfect. But do you believe that? Do you believe his way is the best way and that there's no need to live for a plan B? I'll give you another scripture. It says Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Wait, before he knew, he appointed. Before he knew. Before we were even in the womb, he knew us. That has to mean that his plan is perfect, right? If he's our creator, and he knows us even before our cells are aligned and all that, you know, stuff that goes on in women's bodies to have babies, that's just incredible. He knows all that before we're even conceived. I have to believe that he has my best interest at heart. Right? But you know, sometimes I'm like, okay, he's talking to Jeremiah, one of the greatest prophets in the Bible. He has a book in the Bible named after him. It's pretty awesome. So maybe he's just referring to Jeremiah. But then I read Ephesians 2, verse 10, and it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." It's not just Jeremiah. It's for every single one of us, that he knew each one of us before we were born. So don't you think that your creator has your best interest in mind? And if you don't believe me, okay, it'd be like this, like taking this stool, right? And the creator of the stool plops it down. And they're like, "All right, that's pretty cool, but what should we do with it?" Like, they created something and they're like, "What should we do with it?" "I don't know, let's just sit on it," right? Because no, the creator of this stool had a plan before he started executing. He knew its purpose before he started to build it. It's the same with God. He has a plan. He knew your purpose before he started to build you, right? And he has specific traits in mind. Like, the designer of this one is like, "Hey, let's make it swivel because people might need to like look around while they're, I don't know, doing sitting down. Let's put a footrest for the short people like me. Let's do all those things." And he has a specific design in mind before they even start to execute, right? It's not an afterthought. It's not a, "Let's build something and then find its purpose later." And that's the same with God. He doesn't say, "Let's build people and then find their purpose later." He has a purpose for us. And that's what God did with Jeremiah. And that's what he's doing with me, right? I'm not an afterthought. You're not an afterthought. And God designed us for a purpose. There's actually something, I can't tell you what it is. There's something that God has created only you to do. There's something unique about the way you're created that allows you to do something special. But do you believe that? Do you believe that the God of the universe, the one who created everything, who created us, down to the color of our hair, the number of hairs on our head, do you believe that he knows that only you can do something? And are you going to walk in that? Is that going to be your target? "God, I know you built me for a purpose. Let me try and find that." So, for an example, I'm not an afterthought. God didn't just make me and like say, "All right, Brian's going to be born. Now, Chinese baby number 4,000,000,001, what are we going to do with him," right? He's nothing special. He's only like the 4 billionth Chinese person I've made. But let's just try and find something to do with him. I don't believe that. I know I'm Chinese. That's true. But I believe that I was designed specifically for a purpose that has nothing to do with the number of person I am on this earth, but it has everything to do with what he has designed me for, right? And, you know, I just want to ask, are you trusting that God's plan for you is the best plan? Do you really believe that there is a God, first of all, that he created you, that he loves you, and he has a plan for your life? Because I feel like some of the times that we walk, we're shooting for plan B. Like, we're happy. Just like when we went to the fountains with my daughter, we went out to lunch. It was great. I had so much fun. But am I missing out on a plan A? Are you missing out on a plan A for your life? And that changes everything. If we trust God's will and trust that he has the best interest for our lives, it changes the way I view everything. So I know some of you are traveling, some of you are here, and actually, hopefully, some of you didn't leave the church after I spoke last year. I got to speak last year, almost a year ago, actually. And they only let me speak one time a year, and it's been fun, because otherwise I'm downstairs singing and dancing and having a blast. So if you ever want to join us, that's where I am. But up here, I get to speak with you. And if you were here last year, I don't expect you to remember what I said a year ago. But I remember it because I was terrified. It was my first time on stage. And it stuck with me because it's something that I prayed, "God, what message do you have?" And I still remember it to that day. And that message was, if you truly knew who God was or is and how much he loves you, your life would look differently. I'll say it again. If you knew who God is and how much he loves you individually, your life would be different, right? The God of the universe, the God who created everything, but he also loves you personally. It's crazy, and I still believe that today, and I have to believe that today. This last year has been probably the craziest of my life. I'm not even going to look over here because my wife's sitting over there, and I know that if I look over there, it's going to be really hard for me to tell the story. So anyways, we had a baby. She's like 10 months old. She's the really chunky one over there. She's super cute. She had a really hard time sleeping, so I'm tired. This last year, I've learned how to cope with little sleep. It's been great. And there's also a time, see, I can't look over there, where I was worried that we were going to lose our daughter. And if I didn't believe that God of the universe loved me and was looking out for me and would deliver me from that, I wouldn't be able to get up in the morning. You see, there was a situation where it was, for me, it was earth-shattering. And you might be in that situation too. But I have to believe that the God of the universe loves me. He has a plan for my life. He has a plan for my daughter's life. Thank God she's sitting over there because I love her so much. And it changed the way I viewed God. If I love my daughter that much, how much more does he love me? How much more does he love all of you? And it changed the way that I saw sacrifice. Man, I mean, the Bible asks, are you willing to lay down your life, to lay down the lives of your kids for me? And it was a hard reality, but he took that reality and did it with Jesus on the cross. And then seeing my own kid, and if you have kids of your own, man, there's nothing that pulls on your heart more than when they're struggling. I would take it 100-fold over seeing my kids struggle one day. And that's how he feels with you guys. And that's the point I want to get across to you. The God of the universe, the creator of everything, is also your heavenly Father who loves you and doesn't want you to settle. He wants to redeem and have eternity with you. Oh, man. Yep, that happened. Yeah, so it changed my life. It changed the way that I viewed my Savior. And I hope and pray that that would change the way that you're viewing your Savior, because he loves you. And he has a unique purpose that only you can fill. But if you're not pursuing plan A for your life, you might be missing something that's even greater than any of the joys of this earth. So I'm going to invite the worship team back up as I close in reading those verses from Moana again, because I think it's so applicable. It says, see the light as it shines on the sea? It's blinding, but no one knows how deep it goes, and it seems like it's calling out to me, so come find me, and let me know what's beyond that line. Will I cross that line? The line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. But if the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know how far I'll go. And God so badly wants that day to be today for you. Will you choose plan A for your life? I feel like there's this idea that, man, I can't have it all. But he wants to give it to you all. He has his arms spread wide, saying, here's my plan A for you. Please, please take it today. Don't let another day pass without knowing how much I love you, right? And so I feel like it's on my heart. It's a family service. I love kids. I love families. If you as a dad or a mom have not prayed for direction for your family, if you don't know what plan A is for your family, if you're a single, or if you have friends, or if you have neighbors and you have coworkers and you don't know what your plan A for your life is, and you want prayer for clarity, come find me. I would love to pray for you, because I know that my Heavenly Father wants to tell you how much he loves you. And I'm going to end with the most important thing that I started with. We need help after service. So, if you didn't hear anything else in between, I'm going to bookend it. We're going to transform this church. It's going to be awesome. We're going to change lives, and that's the message that I want to bring to kids every single day, that God loves them. That's it. There's no Greek involved. There's no foreign studies or, you know, documentaries that we need to watch. I want to tell kids, hey, God loves you. So whatever I can do to get them in this building to share that with them, I'm going to do. And I pray that you guys would be able to join me as we just decorate and deck this place out. It's pretty awesome. And if you've never been and you can't make it today, that's totally fine. If you want to just come and rock out with us all week long, that's fine too. We don't need volunteers. God's got this. And we just want to tell kids that we love them, right? So let me close this in prayer as the worship team comes up. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I just thank you so much for... God, thank you so much for every kid in this room. Thank you for how much they teach us about how much you love us. God, if we're a parent, if we have a mentor kid, God, that we just love and we would die for, God, it just draws us so much closer to you. Thank you for the blessing of parenthood. Thank you for the blessing of families. God, thank you for the blessing of the church family that is gathered together to celebrate the dedication of new babies, God, to hold each other accountable, to grow in community, be authentic, and be real. God, I pray that today no one's story would go untold, that we'd find someone that we can share and do life with. God, that we can really dive in and pursue plan A for our lives. May we not miss another day of getting to know you and drawing close to our Heavenly Father. Praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. To hear other messages or learn more about Crossroads Church, visit our website at ccaspen.com.